This is Dale Connolly reporting. It's not the news. The Harry Potter phenomenon continues. Adults are generally pleased that the Potter frenzy has to do with reading, since this is thought to be good for children. But as Bud Buck reports, many families are finding out that too much of a good thing, while still good, can be too much.
It's evening time in the home of Ted and Judy Densmore of Altoona, Iowa, and their daughter Ashley is out on the porch, engrossed in a book.
Ashley, honey, it's time for dinner.
I'm reading, Mom.
But it's time to eat, dear.
But I'm reading.
Ashley, it's dinner time, so stop reading.
I can't stop.
That's okay, honey. She's just engrossed, like the man said.
In the brief time since the latest book was introduced, a Pied Potter-esque situation has developed in homes from coast to coast.
I believe children have been stolen from their families by this book.
Dan Furby is a reading intervention specialist.
If a family calls me and says they have a little Potterhead at home, curled up on the couch for hours and hours, reading only one thing, talking about only one thing, thinking about only one thing, I can't turn away. I have to do something.
Something is exactly what Ted and Judy Densmore wanted, and with the help of Dan Furby, they organized an intervention. The following tape was supplied by the Densmore family in hopes that it will give courage to other families who are caught in the grips of Pottermania.
Mom? Where's my book?
It's right here, honey. Why don't you come get it?
Who are all these people?
Well, they're friends of yours, Ashley, who want to read to you.
Oh, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Who's he? Professor Snape?
No. I'm just a friend who wants to read to you.
From Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
No.
From Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
No.
From Harry Potter and...
Honey, from the Chronicles of Narnia, Ashley.
Oh, I read the Chronicles of Narnia.
I don't want Narnia, I want Potter.
Honey, you've read that thing 10 times.
How about some Pokemon cards, honey?
Yeah.
And, oh, look, a Beanie Baby.
No!
Come on.
It took 17 hours of concentrated intervention. Ashley fought off the Chronicles of Narnia. She resisted the wind in the willows and the incredible journey. The desperate family thought all was lost until Judy finally got her daughter to admit that it wouldn't kill her to read a little bit of Nancy Drew and the Secret of
George
the Forgotten
so
Cave.
"You persuaded us to come to Connecticut with you," Nancy Drew said. She stood up from behind the steering wheel of the car they rented at the train station.
I feel so much better knowing that she's reading something other than
George
you know who. I want to encourage a variety of reading, different ideas, even non-magical stories without wizards and spells.
Inspired church, and at the other end by a gazebo.
A gazebo?
Mom?
Hmm?
What's a gazebo?
A gazebo? Well, spell it for me.
G-A-Z-E-B-O.
Oh, it's a gazebo, honey. A gazebo.
A gazebo?
Don't you know what a gazebo is?
Is it something muggles use?
No, Ashley.
Or is it a creature,
not.
Mom? Kind of like
Please,
Dobby?
Ashley, don't
You know, the
go
house
there.
Elf in book 2?
Oh, my God, Ashley!
It's going to take Ashley a while to come out of her hairy haze, but we believe with constant monitoring and steady reading of other books, maybe a little TV, some outdoor play, she'll have a normal life.
The story of Ashley Densmore and her family's intervention to rescue her from being a Potterite zombie, while not the norm, is increasingly common. Will she be all right? Her family is optimistic, but the long-term effects cannot be measured. And what will happen when she's old enough to join the Oprah Book Club? Only time will tell. This is Bud Buck.